The exam seals for the Sydney Tertiary Member Days, June 20th, 1982, on Sunday.
Here, on the Homestead Masonry, the ancient mission of the Eden Shabbos of the Dinu, our mission of the family of the Tsuevisim, Sahin and Money, so it's only. So even though it's a fish also a fish, so it's only the money they say I'm using the machmas and fashion. They say I'm using the machmas money, so in the money, my timing of the mismatch in Russia. So this is the cash, but Rabbi himself said in some other that there is a lot of problem in the jury, and if someone comes to business, it's still everyone will tell you. So there, we still accept Davis, but we speed up it, and we say, the plain Roba, but he's not in Yerba. The plain Roba, him, but not the Yatsene, but the Ainse, whatever the Pshat is. So here, too, why does the Mishnah say? If they say, I'm using a little Mahmas money. So then, at the moment, suppose they would say, I'm using a little Mahmas Mikoshe, they would be Mamon, so if they say, I'm using a little Mahmas money, let us accept. One part of the people, I'm using a little. And we should say, we should explain it, Machmas Nefoshes, not Machmas Mone. Not Machmas Mone. I think that this day's discussion makes good sense. According to this Shita, that the Pshat in the Mismatz Meroshi is, the Pshat in the Mismatz Meroshi is that the people will die. One declares himself as a Rosh Hashanah. Some Mele, why does the Mishnah, why does Rome of Achama say that if they come, they would say, and we say, I'm using a little Machmas money. So it's in the money. But since we know that the Machmas money is a Shech, so we have here Chochar, there is an infinite. That the Machmas Momi is Shekel. Because if it had been Emes, they wouldn't say it. The fact that they say it shows that the Machmas Momi is Shekel. So, and there is Aloha Togin of the Bure, and we know that the Machmas Momi is Shekel. So let us accept the Anusim of Yinu without and reject the Machmas Momi expression. Because the Machmas Momi expression is certainly Shekel. We know it's a sheker, but we don't know that the whole thing is a sheker. But nevertheless, Moshe, if the Machmas Momin expression is a sheker, so how will we accept the other expression? So we can explain it. We'll say Machmas Nefoshes. But if there is a sheker, so then it makes sense. But if there is a sheker, had been like Rashi and like the Ramban, that there is no such halacha, there is no such meaning. A people who are by and declare themselves as a Russian is Shekin. So in other words, it's Emes. So it could be Emes. So how is Bezdin at liberty? Just because there is a halacha called in the Bure, so Bezdin should be at liberty. In other words, if we say like that of Shekin, that the Pshat in Rav Bachamim is Rav Shana Rav Shana Rav Yusim Yilu Machmas Nefosh Avlom Rav Yusim Yilu Machmas Momen. So, in other words, in the Kodesh of Rashi and Ramban, we have to say that Eidim cannot be never with the Midian. And Eidim can be never only with the Asadis. But, since it seems that never meets in Rotimachim, so, it has, the Shtar has to be Mitzkayim, the Shtar has to be Mitzkayim, so Mele, if they come and they say, Sabi Beinu, Avla Nusim Oyinu Machmas Momen, Avla Nusim Machmas Momen, so they declare themselves as the Shoyim. So that means they say they are God, they are disqualified to render this Agode before this. Because the Shoyim Achim, the Dvoro, the Shoyim Achim, the Dvoro Achim Achim, so it's a repugnant Agode. So Mimele, a repugnant Agode, so this you cannot accept. This we cannot accept a repugnant agode. So how can Jesus say the kasha? No, we should accept that. And we should say, Anusim Oyinu reason why you would not make a small machine for it. How can Benson substitute in you a good for that, for this a good? If we say, like he says, that the reason is why. Is why. One of our homies says that money. Because in deeper word, you declare yourself as a Moshe Sheker. So, which part of the deeper is Sheker? The Machmas Momen. Without Machmas Momen, it's not Sheker. Suppose maybe we just say, Sagadeinu is a Avlanu Simoni. They wouldn't explain it. How it regards. They would just say, Sagadeinu is a Avlanu Simoni. They wouldn't say Machas Momen, Machas Nefoshim, they wouldn't say anything. Just Avol Anusimim, Anusimim. So then, we would say, they say Anusimim, that Anusimim means Anusim, Machas Nefoshim. Now they say Anusim, Machas Momen, but we know when you're going to be Machas Nefoshim, a people who are buying the way yourself as a Moshim Sheker. So we know that this expression is just nonsense. It's a sheker. As far as the rest of the Dibur is concerned, we don't know it's a sheker. So maybe it should be considered as if they said, Sabudeinu said, I love Israel. No more, period. So then we would accept that. But you still have to understand, Anusim or you in that sense. So then we say, what does it mean, Anusim or you? It means Machas Nefoshes. It means Machas Nefoshes. Because Machmas Momen, they wouldn't say it. So maybe even they spell it out, Anusim Eilu Machmas Momen. But we know that this expression Machmas Momen contains the Sheker. So we can disregard it and to consider it as if they just said, Anusim Eilu. So then we would explain it. Anusim Eilu Machmas. So in this case too, we can say, Anusim Eilu Machmas. That is all why cases to Shikosu. Masha'im came with cases. Had agreed with the Shita of Rashi and Ramban that there is no aloha that in people who are buying the clearance of the Rosh Hashanah. No! So in people who are buying the clearance of the Rosh Hashanah could be Emes! 100% Emes! But since they say they are showing, so it's a repugnant Adam. And we cannot accept that Adam. So what is this? But it could be Emes! So how is Bezdin at liberty to substitute in the Adam? I mean, when Adam say one thing, and Benzin would substitute something else. But Benzin are not an Eden. They are not an Eden. It wouldn't make sense. Tetis and Shito say, so it makes sense. Because the halacha of the Rebbe's Matzvah Roshe is that the people who are buying the clay itself as a Roshe Sheker. So in other words, so it is just, suppose Eden would come and say, but the expression Machmas Momen is only said in a joke. So they didn't even say that. So then they would be never. Because if they would say, Anusim Elimu Machmas Momen, strike out Machmas Momen, that's only a joke, Machmas Momen. So anyway, if they don't say the Machmas Momen expression is in a joke, it's a sheker. But we know it's a sheker. Some may wear. So we can disregard. We can disregard the expression Machmas Momen. And we should consider it as if they just said Sagudeinu was there, Alanusimilu. So then, suppose they just said Alanusimilu. Then this would be at liberty to explain the Alanusimilu that Machmas Momen. So even if they said Machmas Momen, see, there is a lot of talking in the world. If there wouldn't be a lot of talking in the world, so in other words, then it would mean that Bezdin cannot accept the Haggadah, except in total the way it was presented by the Haggadah. But since there is a lot of talking in the world, so that means that Bezdin can admit, can be recovered on any basis, even though it's not in total, intact, the way it was presented to Bezdin. And since we know that this expression Machmas Momen is Sheker, so the main way they should be able to reject. That's why Tinsley asks this question. Alright. So then Tinsley gives the parents, gives the number of those. The Yeshua Kivin dikilishtoves de rabbanon vitalginon dibugay ki derus rasha. So one character is the thing of an army. If kilishtoves had been the reise, then we could say talginon. But since with the reise, the star is in which star, but only with the rabbanon, it requires kilishtoves. Only with the rabbanon, which is kilishtoves. So that means, from the point of view of the Reise, so there are certainly Nachman, because from the point of view of the Reise, so Exagerem Mitzvah Nachmacher is analogous to Exagerem Mitzvah Nachmacher. In the case of Exagerem Mitzvah Nachmacher, so even the modern Yidden, they say, Anusim Olimu Machas Vivoshet. Needless to mention, when they say, Anusim Olimu Machas Mom. So it's only with the Rabbanon, because there is the Kohen of Kim Shlores and so on. So since I'm in the Reiseland, they are not there, and only because of the Rabbon of Kim Shtores, they should be Nehemon because of the Rabbon. So in the case where we have to resort, where Betsy has to resort to a Talmud of the Bore, so then the Takonos Chachomim of Kim Shtores doesn't matter. That's a big truth. Since I'm in the Reiseland, so there are certainly that should be them. But Midrabonon, because of the Takonos Chachomim of Kim Shtores, they should be them. They should be them. And but here, even on Midrabonon level, they should not be them all, unless based on his recourse to the Aloha Palgim of the Boy. So the Mele seems on the right side. So they're not them anyway. Even if this will have recourse to Talmud Dibore, they will still on the Reise level not be Nemo. But only on the Rabon level will be Nemo, if this will have recourse to Talmud Dibore. So in such a case, this does not have recourse to Talmud Dibore. Right? It's a big creation. That's the first one. Then, the second text is, then you want to lay on that's mainly. The Anusim Oyim Machmas Mifoshes. The Ines Machmas Mifoshes Lo Shriach. Kidi Parishis. Aber Vosom Shriach Shebo Alin Shishis Acheres Moyalishkei Oy Sherobi Yod Macher Nechim Yorakti Vizik Perbein Din Yivones Yochuli Is Lo Macher Aron. Now what's the Pshat in the second verse? I think that the Pshat in the second verse is again to be explained in accordance with this Shito Vishitosa. That the whole halacha of Hinnom Mitzvah Tzmi Roshe implies that the people who are buying the clothing itself is a Rosh Hashem. So in other words, and the whole kasha is based upon that premise. Otherwise, the kasha wouldn't even make sense. I mean, how can we say that when Eidim say one Agade, the best thing should substitute and replace it with another? Okay, best thing. Okay, another Eidim. Basin can only be Mikabel, Hagodah of Eidim, but basin cannot substitute the Yuhagod. That's impossible. But, since she does say that the Alokhia of Inamismas Rosh implies that the Dibu were by you declaring yourself as a Rosh in Sheker, so mainly the Sheker consists of the two words Machmasman. Anusim Oyinu by itself does not involve the necessary sheker. Suppose they just said Anusim Olim, it wouldn't involve the necessary sheker. So only the Machmas Momen involves necessarily sheker. The Machmas Momen. So this is Kashi words. Since this expression, the two words Machmas Momen are necessarily sheker, so then this should be ignored and to consider it as if the Eidim just said, Xavier Beinu is a Avra Nusimonim. Avra Nusimonim. So cases in the Kasha assume, in the case if the Eidim would come to this, and they would say, Xavier Beinu is a Avra Nusimonim. So this wouldn't have to ask any questions. Anusimonim, how? Say Anusimonim, how? Because cases in the Kasha assume, if the Eidim would say, Xavier Beinu is a Avra Nusimonim, so then, so basically, you would take it for granted that Anusim Olim Machmas Mifoshes. Because Machmas Momen, That's what he didn't say. So cases in the Teretz says, no. Even they did not say anything. They just would say, Sabyadevim Zehava Muslim. Bezdin could not pass on. Bezdin could not accept the other. Why? Because if a Muslim Mahmas Mifoshes would be a regular thing, a usual thing. So then, if they would say, Anutim Alino, a usual thing to be a nose is to be Mahmas Mifoshes at the point of the God. So in any way, Bezdin wouldn't have to ask any questions and Bezdin could accept the other. Of Anutim Alino, in the sense of Anutim Alino, Mahmas Mifoshes, without asking them. But since to be a monos, machmas nefoshes, is an unusual thing. Machmas nefoshes, which shriach in Baruches, is an unusual thing. So maybe even if they didn't say anything, they just would say, Anusimoyim, that's all. So then basically couldn't accept the other. Because to accept it, to understand the Anusimoyim in the sense of Machmas Mifoshes, when the Yidus followed out, Bezdin cannot understand the expression Anusimoyim in the sense of Machmas Mifoshes if they don't spell it out, because it's a Yidus and a Shriah. But when they didn't say it, they say it, all right? When they didn't say something happened that is very unusual, so we have to be the Kabbal, or Pishnai Lehi of Udabo. But when they don't spell it out, and if it is something unusual, so basically cannot take it for granted. Cannot take it for granted. So mele thesis that thesis in the Kashiyotzion that in the case where they would say, Sadly they would say, Avraham Yisimo, you would hear it no more, so then basically would accept that. Because Anusimo, you knew by itself, without the any added words, how would they know Anusimo? Means Anusim Adinu Machmas Mifoshes. That's what this is saying in the Kasha. So what this is saying, even if they spell it out Anusim Adinu Machmas Mifoshes, but we know the two words Machmas Mifoshes are Sheker. So maybe it should be considered as if they say Anusim Adinu. And Anusim Adinu by itself means Machmas Mifoshes. That's why this says. So this gives you the talent in view of the fact that the Inus Machmas Mifoshes is in Yitzhak and Shkuche. So Mela, even if they didn't say anything, they just said, Anusim Elinu, so Bezdin couldn't be recovered of this. Because Bezdin cannot assume something that is unusual unless it is spelled out explicitly in the Elinu. So in this case where they did spell it out, Machmas Momen, and but the Machmas Momen is not accepted, is necessarily Shekia. So in the way, they cannot be recovered of this. Because it's not any different than if they said just Anusimayim. That's the sense. Then there is a third sense. Iname, Hochim Yareim Yisubam Yishoyim Anusimayim. No, Iname, the third sense. I see. Now the third sense. There are five things, my things. Now the third Teretz is in Ami Shano Chel Machmas Momen Machmas Mifoshes Have a Perush of Ami Simoni. He Kach Lepalgim Dibure Have a Yotzeni Ugoal Ishte Have a Dibure Vifne Yatsme. In other words, what Teretz is saying is that we can only see Palgim Dibure if they even say two things in its contents. So they didn't say two things. So one thing we accept, one thing we don't accept. Mashenkin here, Machmas Momen is not, Machmas Mifoshes has no meaning by itself. It's not two things, it's one thing. So how can you split the agave? You can change the agave, not split the agave. You see, in other words, Kalbuna Dabura means you can split the agave. But that doesn't mean that you can change the other. Then, a fourth text, Imam Rochim carried the same, Tamashemi, Manusimoyim, Shebolei Marshal Roam Yube, in Kay Yabis Matsmo Shoyim, Kibisha Hosmo, in Muyasu Pereshi the Brayen, 就讲你下月好黑包给你过嘞，阿不拉伊的阿去，你叫伊的苏雷嘛，什么阿不拉些西些，你很聪明个呗，会管理些，你叫伊的是爱管理，就讲好给你过嘞，我讲的我是嘛，是我是我的一些人呢。I do move to the fourth directive. What is the fifth directive? There's the fifth directive. The fifth directive is that when can we apply the principle of Pagina Libule? When there are two ideas, Pagina. Two ideas. In one by Saga, let's say, when a maid comes and says, play the band with him. So he testifies two ideas. One ideas. He testifies against the trainee. The other ideas, he testifies against himself. He testifies against himself. So then we say Pagunibu, or he says, trainee Gaush. So one ideas, he testifies against the trainee, against his own wife. So there are two ideas. He testifies two ideas, two testimonies. One testimony against himself, one testimony against the plainie, one against himself. One against the plainie, again, one against his wife. So he testifies two ideas, two ladies, two testimonies he testifies, he renders. So we accept one testimony, we reject the other testimony. Mashem can hear, he doesn't testify two ladies. He just testifies one testimony, that the shtar was not Masim Dasim Sai. Briefly, in short term. So he's saying, they are saying, the shtar looks to be a shtar, but it's a chasbadam. It's not Masim Dasim Sai. Hallucinating. How are hallucinating? So, makes a difference whether they were forced at the point of the gun, or they are forced at the point of the observation of the fire. So that makes a difference in the status of the person. If a person yields to pressure because of the vibe, so he's a rush. If a person yields to pressure because he sees a gun, so he's not a rush. But what is the purpose of their testimony? To declare themselves a shohi? Or to declare themselves a tzaddikim? The purpose of the testimony is one thing, to pass the shtar, to say that the shtar is not Masim Dasim Sai. So there are no two ideas. This is what he said. In Amor, Hoche Nikya Leidesu, Bamashayim Yimanusim Alimim. Haimu, Shabon Leim, Bashonim, Oh, Amilbe! It's not Masim Dasim Sai. If the shtar is Masim Dasim Sai, then, Nothing that some Israel means that we saw the miracle. That only can ask a kasha. Every time the shtar is executed, and the shtar, many times, the shtar is signed before the outbreak takes place. Usually, when a lady signs a shtar, it's before the outbreak. In other words, if a lady wants to borrow money from the Malve, so the lady tells certain ladies they should come with him, and they are signed the shtar, and then they sign the shtar, and then when the shtar is already all signed, so the lady says to the Malbe, now you give me the $1,000, and now give me the shtar. So the Malbe will give him the $1,000, and then the lady will give him the signed shtar. So usually, when the shtar is signed by lady, at the time of the senior, the lady don't even know whether the Alvoy will ever take place. Sometimes he might intend to make the Alvoy and then he doesn't make the Alvoy. So then we have to tell Abishna. Still, since the procedure is that when Eidim signed the Shtar on the basis of an instruction being given by the layman, by the Mishael, and then they give the Shtar, they hand over the Shtar to the layman, so then, when the Malve lends the money to the Leve, so the Leve hands over the shtar to the Malve. So many are redeemed because of the Aruch of Shores, so it's considered a sin veidich sime. Once the Malve produces the shtar, so it's considered a sin veidich sime had seen the Aruch, even though they didn't see. Even though they didn't see the Aruch.
But that was of stars. So in the melee, so that means that the Hagodah, the Hagodah of the Chitzmi Ashtar is on what? The Hagodah on the Chitzmi Ashtar is on the Nasim Dasas Har. And when the Rebbe say, I'm using them, whether it's Machas Nomin or Machas Nefoshes, it means the same thing as far as the status of the Shtar is concerned. It's not Nasim Dasas Har. The Shtar is not a Shtar, it's a myth. It's a Hasbegal with the Shtar. It looks like a Shtar. It's just a piece of paper. Because Anusim, whether they were Anusim Machmas Nefoshes or Machmas Momen, it's still the Shtar is still Hasselbaum, even if it had been Anusim, even if they had been Anusim Machmas Nefoshes. So I'd say they're fine people, okay, but it's not passing the Messiah. So we can read this. The testimony, the gist of the testimony is one thing, that it's not passing the Messiah. So maybe it's not just the same talking to the boy. This is what it means. So he says, "In a mehochin kareinu suba b'sheinu anusimim shebolim asher ra'miyule in kiyad nismatzmu shoyim kimi shechosmu liasu kemosh nivrei." You can share from the mitzvah, but I did not ask if he kareinu suolim a shemera glasses ishte v'chein tveini rove oibu alishte mitareinu sa'ar v'spreini hilka fogim digure u'gabi lachos matzmurosh v'gabi shemri enemo. That's the second very thing. The other agave against himself, against his wife, is the secondary thing. The primary element in the agave is to be mechalik the claim. And that we can accept. Here, so in other words, we only say talion de boe, even when it's possible to speak the agave. So we only say talion de boe if we accept the primary thing of the agave. So, in case of when Levan would say, what's the primary thing of the Agave? To be Mechai the Plain, that we can accept. In the case, Anusim Elimu, Machas Momei, so what is the primary thing of the Agave? To pass in the Shtar. So by saying, Anusim Elimu, but when Machas Momei, but not Nefoshes, so then we don't pass in the Shtar. So we don't accept the primary thing of the Agave, the gist of the Agave. In other words, we can only say Falkinon de Boe. I mean, it's very Lomishes Rove, I think it says, in the fifth chapter. We only say Falkinon de Boe, even if it's possible to split the Agode, but only if as a result of splitting the Agode, we accept Besnek is Mikabel, the gist of the Agode, the primary thing of the Agode. In the case of Prayer of Amor Tzayim, what is the main purpose of the person who comes to Bezin to say, plainly the man would say, what is the main thing? What is the main purpose? Why does he come to Bezin? He comes to Bezin in order that Bezin should execute him? No. The main purpose of his coming to Bezin is to be hired the plainly. And that we accept. Some may say, call him the word. In the case of Anusim Elimu Machmas Momen, if we were to apply the halacha talking in the world, so then we would say Anusim Elimu, but not Machmas Momen, but Machmas Nefoshes. So would the primary purpose of the Agode be fulfilled? No. What's the primary? What's the purpose in the Agode? To pass the Shtar. That's why we are coming to Bezin. To pass the Shtar, to advise Bezin that the Shtar is a myth. It's not a Shtar, it's a Chasbe Baalme. It's not Nasim Das HaMeshaye. And then the best thing were to say, Talgim the Gure, Anusim Odeo, Goy Machmas Mome, and Goy, but Machmas Nefoshes. So then, they wouldn't accept the primary thing. Avrahim Darakti, Ikaredes, Ulima Shemera Glasses, Ishte, the Reinplane Robe, Ulba Ishte, Ikaredes, Argeplane, Yuka Bagin Gure, Kabosat Mashkabish, Lemon, Mashaikin here, so it's not that they are, but Mashaikin here, so the whole gist of that God is that it's a Hasbevah. That's one thing. Whether they say Machmas, Mami Machmas, the Poshes, is the same as far as the Shtar is concerned. And the purpose of the Agode is not to declare their status, whether they are Rishonim or the nice people. The purpose of the Agode is to pass the Shtar. And as far as passing the Shtar is concerned, whether they say Anusim or Yimu Machmas Mami, or they say Anusim or Yimu Machmas Poshes, they say the same thing. Some Mele is not trying to say for me. All right, we'll leave. Now tomorrow I'll be sure.
Shri Tzadik Ches from Sulos Lama Tzivan, Etav Shemem Beis, Monday, June 21st, 1982.
I don't remember whether I told you to go over. I think I did a week ago to go over the Sugi Makis. Now there is a Gemara in Makis, Dav Zayin. Now I did mention the Raivet. Mentions a big chiddush that only by cleaning the family of Tzeini, so we say Talmud in the board. But or by cleaning Baalishkin, we say Talmud in the board. But if someone comes to Bezdin and says cleaning Baal Achensi Hanisuo, so we don't say Talmud in the board. So we can't give Mise to the claim. Why? Because since he testifies in respect to the claim, in respect to the sister, so he's a godly and the sister is a godly psulo of the Kore. So maybe we say English about the mitzoso botloko. We say English about the mitzoso botloko. Said Masheinkim. Masheinkim, playing the Bangla Tzeini, so he's a baldovo, so it's not even a potsalate. In other words, according to the Raibet, there are two kinds of psul. There is an Ades, but a potsalate. Kore, Roshe, is an Ades, but a potsalate. And then, when someone testifies against himself, it's a confession. It's not, how could I say this? It's a confession, it's a nidoi. So maybe we don't apply the law of Finnish about the Mitzoso, or Finnish about the Mitzoso, but the law. That's the right issue. Now, and Pliny Baalishti, so again, by Pliny Baalishti again, we say the same thing. Now, before we go over the Gemara in Makis of the Luev Ituvia, I just want to mention a certain Reb Chaim, which is a very important, which embodies a very important Yisod. Now, there is a Machlokes in the Yerushalayim and Gittin. Hakesef Nechosof Nishnei Yodah. V'roi Yoreidim Kredim Lozeh U'Rechikim Lozeh. So suppose someone is Machle, always Nechosi, to two people. To two people. So, let's say, he's Machne, Ruben, he's Machne, Olin, Chosin, to Shtam Atone, he executes Shtam Atone, to Shimon and to Levi, and to Shimon and Levi. And then, the Edimar, who are signed on the Shtar, let's say, is Yisochor and Zvun, Ave, and Yisochor and Zvun are craving to Shimon, but they are not craving to Levi. So of course, Shimon certainly cannot acquire any part of the Nechosin, because they are craving. How can craving be Levi? They are craving their first cousins of Shimon, their first cousins of Shimon. But the question is, does Levi acquire the Nechosin? So, Rishlokis and Machlekes in Gittin, the first parents in Yoshua. So, Rishlokis says, Miteich, that the Hagodes Ashtar is possible regarding Shimon, because they are craving. So, Mimele, it's possible regarding Levi too. So, no one gets. And Rabbi Yechanan says, too, regarding Levi, regarding Shimon, so it's possible because they are craving. Yisochar and Zvun happen to be first cousins of Shimon, but they are rechikim migabei Levi, so Levi can acquire the nechosin. Now the Rambam pasnitz, like Rabbi Yechanan, according to the general rule that whenever there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rishlokish, except in three cases, in Yonim, so the Aloha is like Rabbi Yechanan, so that rule applies to a Machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rishlokish in Babli, and it applies to a Machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rishlokish in Yerushalm. The Assamblishim, I think I'm in the right, who passed him like Rishlokish, who passed him
I'm sorry. So in other words, so what did I say? I mean, I might have made a mistake. What did I say? Rabbi Yochanan says that the Eides is Kayom. It's the other way around. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yochanan says that since the Eides is bottom, I'm sorry. I had a slip of the tongue. Rabbi Yochanan says that since the Eides is bottom, the Shtar is bottom, Ligabi Shimen is bottom, Ligabi Rey. Is bottom, Ligabi Rey. And the Shlokhi says, that even though the Eides is Kayo, is bottle, Rigabi Shimen, but Rigabi Levi, it is Kayo. Rigabi Levi, it is Kayo. Now the Rosh Makis, if you have any more Makis in the Rosh, so it mentions this Yerushalayim. Hadi Yerushalayim, Kosa kol mechosov v'shmid mi'odom, v'aydim kreinu moze v'chikim moze, Rabbi Yechanan v'apost. The whole Matone is born. V'isiyah Rabbi Lezer masmisi, nimtze echad men kore v'tos v'idosom tulo. So Rabbi Lezer, the Amir is misaleya, he agrees with Rabbi Yechanan. And the Rishloki says, no, that even though the Matone is bottle in Gabe Shimen, but in Gabe Rey is Kaya. And Posak Rabalfes, Hilchesek Rabiech. They will pound on the board. So, this is how the Rabalfes and the Rambam passed. They passed like Rabiech, that Miteich Shem. Sheptelo migabe shimen, so Sheptelo migabe leidi. And the Shlokim says, Pogdino Dibur. So Rabbi Nefraim is masik on the Havavavavus. And Rabbi Nefraim says, that should be told in the Machleke between Rabbi Yechanan and the Shlokim, Shem Yerushalmi, should be told in the Machleke between Robert Rabbi Yisef in the morning, in Babis and Heber. And they will pass me like Robert, that Pogdino Dibur. So maybe here too, we should pass me like the Shlokim. Not like Rabbi Yechanan, that the whole Maton is one. So on that Yerushalayim is in connection with that Yerushalayim. So the Raya says, so the question is, but Rabbi Yechanan says, Eidah Shabbat Muktzos Abad Lekulo. So how is it? So the Raya agrees with about this. And the Raya also says, that we have to pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Whenever there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and the Shlokish, we have to pass like Rabbi Yechanan. So the teich she matnos in teilo ligabe shimen. So it's teilo ligabe levi also. But so why do you say by plain of the banner of Zayni? Plain of the banner of Zayni. Talking to Bure. Let the answer is, over there is a Moldova, so it's no Eides altogether. So we cannot say that Shabbat does about the Kulo. Masha'im came here, so they be Makrevim to Shimen, and they are Lechaikim to Levi. So we say Eides Shabbat and Mitzvot about the Kulo. So in the Eides, it says, if somebody will say, play me Boal, Alachensi, Amisur, and Nish, so then we will not say about the Kulo. That's the Shita of the Eides. Rabbi Malfes, he doesn't distinguish between Ipsul of Koret and Ipsul of Baldovo, so he assumes that Machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rishlokish is stolen Machlokes between Rote and Rabbi Yisef. So since we pass like Chodele, Talgim and Dibure, so we have to pass like Rishlokish. As we pass like Rishlokish. Now, the Rambam also passes like Rabbautes, like Rabbi Yechanan, the Rambam. Rambam in Perek Yudalev New Chesedes Halocha Zayin. Hakesif Perek Yudalev New Chesedes Halocha Zayin. Hakesif Kol Michosov Mishnei Yodok Beid Sachas Ve'oed Bin Kreinim Le'echod Bin Kabla Amatone Urechilki Min Hashemi Hari Ashtar Posu Mipnei Shu'eid Sachas Aber in Kosov Bishtar Echod שנוספו לרובין חוטופרניס ושנוספו לשימן סודפרניס נמצאו העדים קרדים לזה וחלקים לזה זה שהם לחלקים ממנו מקלוסי קיימס שהם שתי עדס אף אופי שהם משתר רחוב ולמו זה די מלאים מהרגיעו והיחידים שנוספו לרובין כך וכך ושנוספו לשימן כך וכך ושאוליביסים מלאים כך וכך שאף על פי שכוסר בשטר אחד והמקנו משכות, הרי משורי שאיתייס שנתנו איזו בזו. So he passed this like a ביחנה, that a case is called מחוסר משני מיודו, בעיד הסחס, ועיד נקרידים לאחד מקבל המתונה, הוא חלקי מן השאי, הרי השטר פוסר מפני שאיד הסחס. So he said, הנה שבאתו מקצוסו, בוט בו כולו. But, אבל עם כוסר בשטר אחד, שנוסעתו לרובין חוץ הפרניס, ושנוספו נשים אין סוד הפרניס, נמצאו הייתם חלקים לזה וחלקים לזה, סו זה שהם חלקים ממנו מקלוסי קיימס, שהם שתי ידסי, אף עוד פי שהם משתרחו. נראו את, אם רבי יחל המזרי, כן, ירושאו וספור זה דעות לי, ואין לו רבי יחל המזרי, נשמע נמצא סבטו כאילו כולו, איף יצבון הגוד, נראו את, that the star says that Ruben transferred always Nechosi to Shimon and Levi. So it was one Achnoye to both. So then we say, since they are trading to Shimon, even though they are Yechikim to Levi, but it's one Agode, so it is what it was about Rukulo. But suppose the star says as follows, Ruben was Machmer, so the number one to Shimon. And another Soder, Soder number two, Ruben was much as late. And the Eidim, Yisochar and Zvun, are first cousins of Shimon, and they are not cousins of Levi. So there it's two Agodes, but in one star. So suppose they would testify about that. Ruben was much as Soder number one to Shimon, and Soder number two to Levi. And they would betray the name of Shimon. So, that would be the matter. So what difference does it make? Whether the agode is balpe, it's two separate agodes in one star, in one piece of paper. So then we don't say Eishimot Tosfot Lekulo. In other words, when we say Eishimot Tosfot Lekulo, if it's one agode, so if a mikzas is bottle, so the whole agode is bottle. But if it's two agodes, even though it's in one, even though they testify, Bibasachas at the same time in Belgium, we don't say just because they are claiming of one, some melee the Aedes and the other is what will suppose two Aedes who would say Ruben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and Ruben borrowed $1,000 from Levi in the same time, and they would be claiming, they would be claiming of Shimon. So because of that, they are good. So Levi would be bottle. So that's another portion. So when does Rabbi Yechanan say Yishmat Tazmat Ukulo? When it's one of us. When the Shtar says, Ruben transfer, always the Chosim to Shimon and Levi. So they always say Yishmat Tazmat Ukulo. So the question is, so why does the Rambam say, Kalim Dibure, in the case of playing the one with Zeli or playing with Baalishti. So the Raivet has the same kashen, the Raivet is the Keret. The Raivet is the Keret. We can only say Talmud in the Bure when it doesn't have a Shemei. Not even Shem, it's possible. Like playing the one with Zeli. But where he has a Shemei, there we say, it's not just what the Bure, so maybe we cannot say Talmud in the Bure. So what does the Raivet say? How about playing Baalishti? There it's not Moldova. So the Raivet says, no, there it's also Moldova. Because Ishti Kibbutz. So Rav Chaim has the kashet in the Rambam, but the Rambam in the Chesedes, he passes regarding. The Rambam in Yudimu Milchasedes, Halacha Yudimu, he says, Hoishi Mishkei, Rishin Rishin. So the Rambam says that the reason is why a Baal cannot be an Eid against his wife because of God. It's not like the Raya says it's not God. It's like being an Eid against himself. So, and still, the Gemara says, Palgin Dibure, so the Rambam cannot agree with the Raya Chite, that Palgin Dibure is only Shayach when there is no soul of Korah, only when it's not double, because the Raya Chite, because the Gemara applies Palgin Dibure and the Gabe, Rayi Baalishti. And so the Raya explains it on the basis of Moldova, but the Rambam says, Hoyishi Nishte Rishin Rishe, Hoyishi Nishte Rishin Rishe. So we see that the Rambam Shite is that we say Palgin and Dibure even in the case of Koreh. Of Koreh. So then the question arises, so why does it? So in other words, so the Rambam should pasken like Rabbi Ephraim, should pasken like Resh Lakish. Why does the Rambam pasken like Rabbi Yochanan? Why does the Rambam pasken like Rabbi Yochanan? That Hamakni Nechosov, Hakesef Nechosov, Shnevi Odom, Voy Eivim, Eivim, Chenu Mose, Uchekim Mose. So the Tehich she Psulo, she Matnosi Psulo Ligabe Echor, so it's Psulo Ligabe Hashem. But we should say Palgin and Dibure. We don't say Palgin and Dibure because we say it's one goes Kulo. So Bapto Yiba Lishti, we should also not say Palgin and Dibure because it's one goes Kulo. So there is a Reb Chaim in the Sefer. It's a very basic thought and it's a very simple one, very simple. So he says, we have to understand the machlokes between Resh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. So in other words, Resh Lakish, Yerushalmi says in so many words, that when does Resh Lakish say that the matone is kayemes? When does Resh Lakish say that since the matone is tailor kadishine, so it's tailor kadishine also, only if he's kissing the chosel of Shnei Yodah. But if he writes in the shtar, the Trubei is Makne, so the plain is Leishine, and so the plain is, so the Acheres, Leilevi, so then Resh Lakish is made. And Rabbi Yochanan is made. Then Rabbi Yochanan is made. That even though the Matone of Leishine is purple, but the Matone of the other side, to Leilevi is Kaya. So Rabbi Yochanan is made. Why? Because it's two separate others. So, but in the case of Makis and Chosel Shemini Odom, Rabbi Yechani says it's Bato, because it's one Adam. So the question is, some Leila Yiddish one Bato Kolo. So why does Resh Lakish say that even in the case of Makis and Chosel Shemini Odom, so still, the Matone to Leila is Kayan? Why? Resh Lakish is Chelik and Medina of Yiddish one Bato Kolo? I mean, how could anyone be Chelik and the Aloche of Yiddish one Bato Kolo? The answer is, if the Haknoye would be such a Haknoye that is only Machna to Shimon and Levi together, a joint Haknoye to both of them, and not to one of them. So then, even Resh Lakish would do it, and if he would spell it out, he would say, Harini Machne, Harini Nisim Eskol Nechosai, Leshimen Levi Biyachat. Vim, echad mehem, miyuchal iskeits, ein ani machne. Shum dobo mechos ha'ilashem. If you spell it out in the shtar, that he is only willing to transfer his mechosim to Shimon and Levi together. A joint aknoy. A joint aknoy. And if it cannot be a joint aknoy to the two of them, so then I don't want to, one of them, to become any. So then, in such a case, even the Shlokish would be made, that we say, because it's one Eidus. Suppose, now, in the case where his Makhir is making separate Akhir, so that the Yerushalmi says, so even Rabbi Yochanan would be made, that we don't say Yishabat Mosbukullah. So, when is the Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and the Shlokish in the case where he says, Harini Makhir is holy Hosai? Leishim and Leishim, that's all. So, Melech, If he just says, Haredi Machne, Kom Yechosan, Rishim Revi, so that means that at the very outset, he's Machne, he's making a joint gift, a joint transfer. In other words, to Shimon and Levi, as if Shimon and Levi had been one person. He's not Machne. At the very basically, he's Machne over the Chosin. To Shimon and Levi, over the Chosin, not that he's Machne, half of the Chosin to Shimon, and half of the Chosin to Levi. If he would be Machne, half of the Chosin to Shimon, and half of the Chosin to Levi, so it's like, so the plane is to Shimon, so the Acheres, the Levi, but does it make a difference whether it comes out, he identifies which Sode, or he just says, half of the Chosin I give to Shimon, and half of the Chosin I give to Levi. So it's two separate Agodes, two separate Eides, two separate Achnoes. But if he says, Hareini Machne, Hareini Nesei, Kol Nechosan, Rishimen Levi, so it means he is not Machne, half of the Nechosin to Shimon and half of the Nechosin to Levi. He is Machne, all the Nechosin to the two of them together. It's a joint Achne. It's a joint Achne. It's a joint Achne. But the Kavoni is, suppose for some reason, Shimon cannot get quiet either. For some reason, Shimon cannot acquire title. He cannot acquire title. So then, he wants Levi to acquire title. In other words, if both of them can acquire title, so then he wants to give a joint, he's making a joint tachnoia to the two of them. But if one of them will not be able to acquire title, for some reason, let's say one of them will die. So before the kingdom is consummated, then his kavanah is that the other one should get the whole thing. The other one should get the whole thing. So that's the case where Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are here. That's the case where Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are here. In other words, if he will say, I am actually 50% of the Nechosin to one and 50 to the other, then it's like so the place is Shimon and so the Acheres relate. So then even Rish Lakish will be made it. That what is has nothing to do with the other. And if he will say, I am only marking the two of them, and if the two of them cannot get it together jointly, like one person, then I don't want one of them to get it. If he will throw it out in the spot. So then, even Rish Lakish will be made it. Even Rish Lakish will be made it. That we say that there is no Achnoia because he only made the Achnoia. And the Eidim are craving to one. So Melech is Kachayah to say. So since it's not only Gabi this one, and it cannot be Kayom with Gabi the other one. But his Kavoni is, if possible, so the two of them should get together. But if it's impossible for one to get, then the other one should get. So that's the Machlokes. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that in view of the fact that at the outset, so it is Achnoye, he wants it, it should be Achnoye, he might turn it to both of them together. Some male has a deal of one and yes, some male is saying, Shabbatikos for the Kula. Rishwaki says, in view of the fact, suppose for some reason, one cannot get, one of them will die, so he cannot get. So then, he wants the matone to be given to the other one. To the other one, so the Mele is considered like two separate ideas. Rish Lakish says, Mele, so even though it's bottle Gabi one, it's not bottle Gabi the other. Ich habe mich nicht mehr. Und vorher steigen wir nicht in der Habe in der Sache. because the king the cholechot have an autonomy in Atzmo. In case for having stay, yes, when Mira Muchach Lise, the whole Nazim autonomy Schnei, Dinum Nechla, the Beisha Kono Schnei, also have a Chodem autonomy Schnei, the Nechotin of Mechavere. If both can become a joint, then the Abbe Akno Yachas, Usri Yachas, Usneim Yachas, the Ach, in his Batelis Matonas Echodem, also the Nishtane Seder Matone, the King Echod Mechavere. ואשר על כן, הוניחה החתיילה, דהיבי שבוטיצות ובוטולו, דהיבי שבדיני קיליאן, הווה דיני קיליאן, בטלו מתונס הקורא, אם כן ישחל כל מתונס רוחד, ויש מתונן פני עצמו, ושתהי מתונן קיימת, אבל בדיני אידס, עדינו בוסרים כאילו דוסון, דהיבי לפי מה שהגידו, הווה חוד אידס, וחיו בו דין בוטיצות ובוטולו כולו, ולמחן ימד יחילו אידסו מישחלו, according to the gift, כי אם דהק להילך לפי מה שהגידו, Bailo is battle, Bailo is kaya. Baal kei, gamoche kini di deison, hoiso shi matono mishnei biyachar, im kini honichwa ubi induson, da hava chode matone vchode eides. Mi meilo eiz bod din bod lo miktsoso. Bod lo kulo, beides akonef, mi batlo kamides rochei, u bod lo kol eides vashtar, vi niz batlo kol haknoye va matone. Ufi ze arinichem adu bod lo hoche eides kulo, do vinei ma dimogim dipure. רק מלהוסום בפרינה לבנו יצאים, דיבידינו מהריפולכות חיו לפני עצמי, ובמילא דיביקר אידס אבו גם כן שתי ידיס של חיות על כל אחד לפני עצמי, ורק במיכלו יחד בחד מייסה וחוד האגודה, ובוזהו לפלגינו דיבורי, ועם אידס אחס, מבטל אס אידס השניו, מה שאין כן הוכה, תהב אסחי אחס לשניה, ועם איך עוד זה יחד ומחברי, ואופי זה, הועד לזה יסחוד אידס גם בניקה דיניבוסון, כי אם יחד מחבר לי הלכות סידובו ובכות סעידס, ובחיידיו נשאפת מתבטל לסעידס כולו, והוא מפלגינו רק דיבורי, אבל אידס לא מפלגינו, וכל שאידס אחס בוט לו כולו. וזהו איקה עדין לאידס פוטצלו בו כולו, וניחד עשה רמב״ם שפוסק רבי יחד לבירושלמי, כי אם די מזה סייסי, הוא ידין פלגינו דיבורי. So in other words, the answer, the kasher, by Rabbi Mephraim, how can the leaf be mizake shtorah and betrayed? On one hand, he passed it like Rabbi Mephraim and Rabbi Yotzeni, so he said, Talvin and Dibure, on the other hand, he passed it like Rabbi Yechon and Yerushalmi, that the Teir Shamaton and Teir Laze, is Teir Laze, is what does the Kulo? So the answer is, we say, if the Aloche of Eidesh Bat Mitzos of Bat Lekulo has application, then we don't say Talvin and Dibure. But the reason is why Rome says Talvin Dibure, because we don't apply the law of the responses to the Kulo, because over there there are two ages. When it comes to Bezdin and says Plainer Ivan Yatsaini, in effect, he's made against the Plainer and he's made against himself. So the Melee, we don't say it's one of the Kulo, it's two separate ages. Mashenken here sees at the outset, he wants the Akhnoi to be joined us. But in the event, that the title cannot be acquired by one, then he wants that to be acquired to the other. I mean, in English we'll call it, it's a matone, it's a gift of joint and several. That sometimes when somebody executes a will and he transfers, let's say, his property to all his children, so he'll say that he transfers that building to all his children jointly and severally. So what does it mean jointly and severally? It means that if possible, so then all of them will have title together, they'll have joint title, and if impossible, so each one will have individual title. So this is how Reb Chaim explains the Achis Matone and Mishnei. In other words, it's at the outset, it's a joint matone, it's one Achnoi and one Tzchiyeh to the two of them, as if they had been one person. But in case one will not be able to get it, so then it's a transfer to the other. So because of that, Rishwoki shows that it's considered as like two ages. So we don't say it's what it's supposed to be called. And Rabbi Yechon says, since at the very outset, it's one Achnoi and one Tzchiyeh to both, if it's only possible for both of them to acquire joint title, so in Mele, we say it's one Eides, and we say it's one Tzchiyeh Kulo, so we cannot say, Palgin HaMikol. Now, this is the Teretz by Rav Chaim that is mentioned in the Sefer. However, Rav Chaim mentioned another Teretz, Baal-Peh, that's not mentioned in the Sefer. But in order to understand the other Teretz, so I want to go over the Sugi Makis about Palvinim the Buddha and Palvinim the Monos. Now, there is a little Sugi Makis. Iluye Dab Zayin Omidav, Iluye Vituvye, Kreide Dehar Behar. So far, a popular name, a gabelizer, a mauve, a chicken. Oma, we have a breeder of Yeshua, we have pope, he rested a lady, love was a cargo as a mauve. So, what was the case here? In other words, that Iluya Vituvie were the two aid. And they testified, and they were aiding on a certain alboy. In other words, they were aiding on the alboy. That Ruvain lent Shimon $1,000. And then Levi became an Oref, he became a surety, a guarantor, for the Alboy. And the Edi, and that Alboy, so, I mean, you can be an Edi in Malpe or Edi Mishtar, it doesn't make any difference. The Edi were Iluye Vitubi. Now, Iluye Vitubi were first cousins. Let's say, traded out of Levi, the Ori, of the Ori. But they were not trading of Reuven and Shimon. So in other words, so then Shimon, I mean Reuven, tried to collect the $1,000 loan from Shimon, and with that star or with being saved in Malpe, testifying in Bezdin, So it came before Rav Pope. So Rav Pope thought that best you can collect from Shimon and to give it to Reuven. Because too, they also testified that Levi was an Oreb and they were claiming of Levi, they were first cousins of Levi. But as far as Reuven and Shimon were concerned, they were rechikin. So, sober as popular in Ima Gabriel, now rechikininu. Why shouldn't Reuven be able to collect from Shimon on the basis of the testimony? Omale Ravune Breze Rabbi Yeshua and Rav Pope, he wrestled with Leve, loud as a rabbos, umalve. No. See, suppose the Leve doesn't have any chosen. So then, according to the agreement, so Reuven can collect the $1,000 from the Ore, he guaranteed the payment. So the Mele, that means that they, even though right now, Shimon has all the nechosim in the world, and he doesn't have to collect from me, but since, according to the Agodah, so in case Shimon doesn't have, so then Levi will be liable. So the Mele that Agode by Iluye Vituvie is in effect a Agode not only against Shimon, but it's also Agode against Levi. So, and since against Levi it's possible because they are craving of Levi, so Ede Shabbat Mitzoso, but Lokulo, so the Mele, he cannot collect, he cannot be Mechayev Shimon. This is the Pshat in the Gemara contrast. The Raived is massive. He rejects Rashi's Pshat. And the Raived applies it. The Raived says, in the case that Rashi mentions, so then Rabbeinu Breide Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't say, Eidish Bot Mitzos Bot Lekulot. Because here, the Raived and the Ramban, they both say, in this, they are both Chelik and Rashi. Because in this, suppose they mention the example. The Raived and the Ramban mention the example. Suppose Iluye Vituvie would testify that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and Levi borrowed $1,000 from Yehuda, not an Oreb. Two separate alboys, but they would testify it together, the Vasachas in Bezdin, and they would turn out to be trading of Levi and Yehuda, but not of Reuven and Shimon. So then it's Mistabea that the Edes regarding Reuven and Shimon is chaos because it's two separate agodes. even though in one mile Sabbath, if it's two separate days. So the case of Reuben and Shimon and Levi becoming an Orev, so the Agodeli, the Levi that is an Orev, that's another alias. What difference does it make? Well, Rashi would certainly be made in the case where Reuben and Tuvia would testify that Reuben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and also that Levi borrowed $1,000 from Judas, and then there is no connection between one loan and the other. So in such a case, Rashi would be made that Rabbeinu Greit Rav Yeshua wouldn't say, in Shmot Masbel Kulo. But Rashi Shiti is, after all, the Chiyuv of Levi is not an independent Chiyuv, it's based upon the liability of Shimon. In other words, if Shimon doesn't pay, so then Levi is liable. So the mail is considered like what it is. Since it's not an independent liability, but it's based upon the liability of Shimon, so Shimon is responsible to pay, Levi is responsible, is obligated to pay Shimon's debt, so it's like one of us. That's Rashi. But the Ha'ivet is Chelkan Rashi, and he says, in the case of Eli Avoye, so then Rabbeinu Greit Rav Yeshua wouldn't say this was a Shmuel Kulo, because it's two separate days. So does the Ha'ivet explain the Gemara? He explains the Gemara to Eide Yidoy. The Balamoya mentions the Raya. Of course, the Balamoya and the Rambam, they all mention the Raya. So, Arav Rav Avrom Zal, Pirsho, Bishitaniseyen Hoyu, Bishiroyen Achim. The Yidu Eilu Eidi Malaleve, Shehide Bishreyen, Shaloi Por, Umitirkach, Hoyo Ore, Mishayim. In other words, here we are dealing with a case where Reuben borrowed $1,000, I'm sorry, Shimon borrowed, that's what I mentioned before, Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuben, and Levi obligated himself as a surety, as an order, to pay the $1,000 in case Shimon doesn't pay. And that is verified by means of a star, and on that star, the Eidim on that star are mechaikin to both, to the Malveh, the Levveh, the Leoreh. That star does not have any psulim altogether. So, but now two Eidim come to Bezdin. Two Eidim, now Shimon is calling, Reuben is claiming from Shimon $1,000, he says he's claiming, oh, you don't even have to mention that there was a shtar. It could be that there was a Agode Baal Peh of Eli Avoye and who testified that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuben, $1,000, and then the Levi became an Orev, and the Eidim who testified as to the Avoye and to the Ischaivis by the Orev are thinking to all the powers. But now Reuben, so we don't have to apply it to a case of a new Mishnah, it could even be a new Valpeh. But now Reuben is claiming the $1,000 from Shimon. Reuben is claiming $1,000 from Shimon, and Shimon says, "Poray." So Reuben produces two Eidim, Eluy Tuvia, who testify that Bifneye, so Shimon was made, was made a bifneiim in the presence of the Ruhe Bitugi festival, that in their presence, let's say a week ago, or only yesterday, so Shimen was made in their presence to Ruvein that he has not paid up the debt as yet. He has not paid up the debt as yet. And the Ruhe Bitugi are reaching to Ruvein and Shimen, but they are craving to Levi. Now, the question of Levi's responsibility is not an issue, because that is verified by another Levi, and another Katevi, who are not claiming to Ruvein and Shimen. But he claims, Shimen claims that he already paid. So Ruvein produces to Ruvein and Shimen as Levi, who testified that in their presence, Shimen was made that he has not paid. And the problem is, because Ruvein and Shimen happened to be craving of Levi, but they're not craving of Ruvein and Shimen. So Rav Pope wanted to pass that Shimon has to pay. Shimon has to pay, even though Ruvein and Shimon are craving of Levi, but here he's claiming $1,000 from Shimon, and they're not craving of Shimon, so it's a good aides. So Rav Yehoshua said, but suppose Shimon will not be able to pay, he has no yechosi. So then he has a right to collect from the Oreb. So the Mele, that Agode, that Shimon was made to Ruvein, that he hasn't paid the debt, is not only Agode against Shimon, it's also Agode against Levi. And since it is possible in respect to Levi, so Levi Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lekulo, so the Agode, the Eides, is possible Ligabe Shimon too. Ligabe Shimon. This is how the Raiders is. This is. So in other words, why is the Raiders Pshat better than Rashi's Pshat? The Raiders rejects Rashi's Pshat. Because according to Rashi's Pshat, the question arises, why does Rabbi Levi Rabbi Yeshua say, Eide Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Kulo? After all, if we are dealing with Eide Avoye, so true, so it's like two separate Eides, two separate Agodes, just because one Agode is bottled, why should it be the bottled other? But she came according to Rashi's Pshat. That here the Gemara deals with Eide Hidoye, Shaloi Pora. With Eide Hidoye, Shaloi Pora. So maybe if it's Eide Hidoye, Shaloi Pora, so then if it's Eide Hidoye, Shaloi Pora, so then we cannot say it's two separate Eides, because they are only testifying one thing. According to Rashi's Pshat, that if we are dealing with Eide Hidoye, so they are testifying two things. Number one, that Shimon borrowed, that Shimon is chayav to Ruvein. Number two, that Levi obligated himself as an oreb. So even though that Agode, in respect to Levi, obligated himself as an oreb is bottled, but the other Agode is not bottled. Masayikin here, we know that Levi is mechuyev. The question is, was the debt paid? So mainly no one is chayav, because already paid the debt. Oh, it wasn't paid. And they even testify that Shimon was made in the presence, in their presence, in the presence of the Ruvein and Shimon, that it wasn't paid. If it wasn't paid, since some melee, if it wasn't paid, some melee will say, Eide Shabbat Lo Mitzvaso. So we cannot accept part of that body and not the other part of that body. So in Mele, we say Eide Shabbat Mitzvaso. Why not? Because Eide Shabbat Mitzvaso is what we're called. It's what it is. This is the Raya in the Gemara. So then the Ramban, he agrees with the Raya that we cannot explain the Gemara the way Rashi does, because according to the case that Rashi visualizes in this Gemara, so we should say it's two separate Eides. Talmidim Bure is two separate Eides. But he rejects the Raya's Pshat, and the Ramban in Milchames here in Makkos, he applies this Gemara of Ruvein and Shimon to the case of Eide Piroi, not in Eide, the way the Raya explains the Gemara of Ruvein and Shimon, but the Ramban explains it
explains the Gemara of the Ketuvia in the case of Eli Geroi. In other words, we know that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven, and that Levi became an oil, and Levi became an oil, and that we know.